So Steve Garfield has managed to arrive at Wistia at the party, Christmas party, because his Ovi, and especially the woman speaking to me.
Yeah.
Hello, Steve. Welcome.
And how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Better for seeing you here. Tell me about your Ovi.
That's nice.
Well, you know, it's true.
Well, you don't come to Boston that much. And I saw you this weekend, Boston Media Makers. That was awesome that you came.
Right. I don't get the chance to go to the States very often.
And so you're here, I'm here.
Yeah. So we have to do that.
So I got here. Yeah. We're in Somerville.
Right.
And I don't actually come here that often.
Okay.
And a lot of times I get lost both coming and going because it's crazy. Right. I don't know if you've ever driven in Boston.
I was here 3 years ago and I was on like some one of those like tours, you know, like the duck tour things.
Yeah, right.
You have to, you know, I had no clue where I was going. It was like the guy said, go on a tour. I was like, I don't want to go on a tour, but I'll go on a tour. And I went on a tour and as I was walking around, I realized half of these roads, I haven't got a clue how you get back if you want to drive. They're like you drive down one and then you have to go across.
Right, and they're all one way.
What the hell is that all about?
And then there's nowhere
Who
to go.
Who designed that? Has he got a white stick? You know, is he still alive?
The theory goes it was the cows and the cow paths.
Got it.
And they just paved them
up. Wow.
Right.
Wow. Okay. No, it's difficult to drive.
Right, so I got this Nokia, the new N8.
Sweet.
And it has on it OV Maps, which is a GPS.
Right.
Directions for your car. So I just put in the address here for Wistia and said, take me there. And it did. And it's great. I really love the perspective, too, because as you're driving, it gives you this perspective, like, kind of a 3D straight-on driving.
Uh-huh.
Versus in my other car, it's this flat, kind of like stick figure drawing.
All
this
right.
is really good.
So you rate that on a mobile phone, right? So that sort of alleviates having just a standalone GPS.
It's
that good.
Yeah, you don't need a GPS. It's better than my GPS in my car.
Wow.
And it has this English lady on here who I just totally love, and she says, "Up at the next roundabout, take your second left, your second exit." And I am like, I love her. I just want to drive around and listen to her talk to me all day.
You know,
I was here and I was disappointed because,
dude,
you know, you have arrived.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, I'll see you on the way home.
Yeah. I've arrived, but there's no English women like you to greet me.
Oh.
So what you're really telling me is that for Nokia's product to really, really be complete, there needs to be an English woman at the end of the journey going, thank you for using us.
Oh.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
That would be nice. Awesome. But, you know, I was really intrigued by this voice on here, and I Googled it a little bit and looked on the Nokia OV Maps website, and you probably know.
Right.
You can add talk packs to it and get any kind of voice you want, and you can put your own voice in there.
No.
Right. It's not out for, I think, Mac yet, but it's just about to be out, so I can do Boston for me, right?
That's
and
awesome.
I'm going to say, over here, take a left, put your car over here, and, you know, right and left, and I would be a pack that people could get.
Oh, you're starting to make me think of all sorts of stuff, like when people travel into airports and stuff. You know, like, social media can go all over the place with, like, doing recordings for, like, people to go on trips of certain bars and stuff because of that.
It could be anything.
Wow.
But it could be the Steve Garfield, like, OV map pack, and you just get it, and I'm there saying, up here, take a left, and you'll be there in a second.
Should get on
that. It's just me talking, right?
You should get on that. You should totally ask that. Right, so that's what we need. We need a Steve Garfield pack. I know that you can get Brian Blessed. You remember Flash Gordon? Remember Flash Gordon? You must remember Flash Gordon, the film.
Yes.
Where the guy with the big voice, and he was like, oh, it was like one of these, like, Viking Nordic things. He's on this. He's one of those packs.
Oh, is he? Okay.
And he's like, you must turn left! No! They're brilliant. They are brilliant. So that's Ovi. And luckily, it got you here. And that's the most important thing. And unfortunately, I can't supply any English-speaking people apart from myself.
Well, but nice one. You're worth coming for.
Oh,
really.
Steve.
You are.
You're awesome. And thank you so much for Media Makers. I mean, I I'm saying this absolutely genuine. I thought the range of different people there with their different projects that they wanted to talk about was awesome. No, I mean, like, really, like, you had 30, sometimes you have 50 people turn up and you have like five things that are cool from those 50 people. If I lived in Boston, there must have been about 15 or 20 projects that I was like, I want to help with that.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think there's a lot, I mean, I didn't realize how big the startup scene was here until just talking to a few guys upstairs.
Yeah, it is big.
Yeah, and there's a lot of angel investors and all sorts of stuff. Right. Really, so. Right, let's go get a drink and something to eat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Obi-Lady.
Thank you very much.